I'm surfing the Tshuva and you're there. So Mnei Shadidah, they ask a kasha that if you look in the minyan of Mnei Yisrael in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, it says that the minyan was a Gulgal Leitzon. They're counted per hen. But in the minyan of Bnei Levi in Parshas Bamidbar, it does not say that they counted them a Gulgal Leitzon. So he's bothered. Why does it say Gulgal Leitzon in the minyan of Klai Yisrael, but not in the minyan of Shevet Levi? And he says like this. He answers that, he says this b'shem l'kol Yehuda, that the pshat is like this. If by Klai Yisrael would have said, if by Shevet Levi would have said Gulgal Leitzon, then one could have made a mistake and said that if you have a tinuk that's nailed with two hands, you should count them two times. And that's not really true. You only count them as one. But by Klai Yisrael, you're not going to make that mistake because Klai Yisrael, the meaning was Ben Chaf. Ben Chaf, even if someone was born with two heads, he's going to be a Shefer. He's not going to live that long. And therefore, you could write Gulgal Leitzon and there's no Chshash Tais by Klai Yisrael. But by Bnei Levi, since the meaning was Ben Chadish Elamala, and someone with two heads could live for that long, Mimela, the Tai couldn't write Gulgal Leitzon in order that you shouldn't make a mistake to think they should count them as two heads, two people, and therefore the word Gulgal Leitzon is left off in the minion of Bnei Levi. So that's the teretz that the Chasam Sofer says, a very beautiful teretz. He's Meshabeach in this teretz from the Kol Yehuda. But the Pella is, as the Binyan Shlaim asks on him, that Lecharetz cannot get the Gemara over here, because he's assuming that in that minion of the Becharis, you only count them as one, not as two. But here the Gemara says Beferish, and the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara says that also Gavra, this Gavra came, and Amrle Sally and Nukadis, the Cheresh, I just had a baby that has two heads. Kamavino, the Mesa Lekain, how much should I give Lekain? Also, Saba, Tanale, Chavitan, Yud Slime, you have to give him 10 slime. So it's Mefurish, Agabe, the din opinion of Ben. You give 10 slime if you have two heads, you treat them as two people, not as one. So what does some sefer mean? We would have made a mistake in counting them as two. We should count them as two because we see that you're talking chayev in Yud Slime as if it's two different people. So what is the Bian with the Chasam Sofer is saying? Lecharetz can I give the Gemara? And I think the pshat is that this is a riot to you say that the Achronim say that the din of the Pidyon HaBen, the din Pidyon that happened in Parshas Bamidbar, and the din Pidyon HaBen that we have the Darius are really fundamentally different, the two totally different dinim, and the Chalukim B'Yisai dinim, even though there's some overlap, but Be'etzim it's two different dinim of Pidyon. The din Pidyon HaBen in Parshas Bamidbar was a one-time Pidyon, it was a Harasha to be Mefkia, the Kedushas HaVeida of the Becharis that they lost Bechet Egel, so that was a one-time thing. They had to be Mefkia, that Kedusha, and for that they had the whole minion with Kenag and Shevet Levi. That was to remove that Kedusha Savaida that was lost. But the din Pidyon HaBen L'Darius has nothing to do with that. That's a separate din that you give Heislaim, because every Bechar that's born has a certain Kedusha, there's a certain Kedusha that's Chalanim, and it's Nifta with the five slime. Nothing to do with Chet Egel, nothing to do with that din Avaida that they should have had that they lost. It's a totally separate din. And therefore, you could have dinim that you find in Parshas Bamidbar that do not necessarily apply to the din of Pidyon HaBen L'Darius. So therefore, it could be that L'Darius, the Chasam Sofer is saying, that Chasam Sofer is maskim that you give 10 slime, like the Gemara says over here. That's that we learn out that din is you treat them as two people, and therefore you give Yud slime. But in the din minion of the Becharis, the din Pidyon of the Becharis in the Midbar, that was a whole different din. That has nothing to do with Pidyon HaBen L'Darius. That was a Hara Shah at that time to be Paddy that Kedusha that was lost by Chet Egel. Gabi that din. It was pashut to him that there's taka, you only count them as one, and therefore you couldn't say Gulgal Leitzon, because in Ken you would have made a mistake to count them as two, which is not the din, but that is only in that parsha and parsha's bamid. But the dairus of out of the din is you treat them as two people, and you have to give you a slime lekayim.